This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 27th Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today's weather across Israel is pleasant. Tel Aviv is experiencing a breezy afternoon, while in Jerusalem it's a bit cooler but sunny. In Haifa, skies are clear, offering a perfect day to be outside. For those in Eilut, expect warm temperatures as the sun sets. Here are today's headlines. First, Trump's top Gaza official warns that Israeli strikes could derail a ceasefire and Hamas disarmament. This comes from Ynet earlier today. Also, Bloomberg reports from Moscow that Russia prepares for escalation, with sources suggesting potential use of nuclear weapons. This report surfaced 4 hours ago. Meanwhile, Israel's outgoing ambassador to Ukraine, in a special interview with I-24 News, confirms both countries see eye to eye on the Iranian threat. Separately, a second Reform synagogue in Israel has experienced vandalism. Earlier today, JTA reported windows broken in Ramat HaSharon. And finally, Axios reports that the pro-Israel wing of House Democrats is gaining power on a key panel. Representative Jared Moskowitz emphasized his influence on U.S. policy toward Israel. From X, the latest. Aaron David Miller, a seasoned Middle East analyst, posted earlier today. He criticized great powers for underestimating adversaries, citing Putin's actions in Ukraine. Gideon Saar, Israel's foreign minister, announced the expulsion of Dutch representatives. He cited recent anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government, posting earlier today. Belaz News reported on Israel expelling Dutch diplomats over a settlement ban. The expulsion follows Dutch legislation against Israeli products beyond the Green Line. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Gaza. According to Ynet, Nikolai Mladenov warns that continued Israeli strikes are delaying Gaza's demilitarization. Board of Peace officials accuse both sides of violating terms, complicating ceasefire efforts. This tension could stall any progress toward lasting peace in the region. Turning to Moscow, Bloomberg sources reveal that Russia is preparing for an escalation in missile attacks. The Kremlin's growing belief in potential nuclear weapon use signals a severe shift in strategy. This raises concerns for global security and diplomatic relations. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights Israel's outgoing ambassador to Ukraine. In a recent interview, he discussed shared perspectives on the Iranian threat. The ambassador's remarks underscore the strategic alignment between the two nations amidst broader regional tensions. Separately, in Ramat HaSharon, JTA reports on vandalism at a Reform synagogue. The local mayor reaffirmed the city's commitment to pluralism and tolerance. Such incidents challenge societal harmony and religious coexistence. Finally, Axios highlights U.S. political developments affecting Israel. The pro-Israel wing of House Democrats sees increased influence, with Representative Moskowitz set to impact policy. This could shape future U.S.-Israel relations and legislative support. On the economic front, first, Calculist and Showcase IL have launched Scale Up House. This new initiative supports Israel's promising scale-ups year-round, fostering innovation and growth. Separately, Globes reports that NTA has issued pre-qualification tenders for autonomous metro trains worth NIS $30 billion. This move marks a significant step in advancing Israel's public transportation infrastructure. And finally, from Walla Business, Rotem Sela transitions from presenter to partner in a new venture. After significant investment, she now collaborates with CEO Camifel Bier, highlighting entrepreneurial spirit within Israel's business landscape. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.